Okay, so Kristen, welcome to this demonstration of metastatic troubling concepts, and thank you for helping me out here.
Yeah, and thank you for using me.
You're very welcome. Okay, so
Yeah.
Kristen, what we're demonstrating today is metastatic troubling concepts specifically related to the pricing of your products, charging money. So we're talking about the concept of money, charging, value, things like that. Anything that can get in the way of you pricing what you're worth, and what you'd like to earn for your products. So what is the concept that gets in your way?
I think that the concept that comes in my way is stating my price, being in a
Okay.
situation to state my price.
Okay, stating my price. Okay. Okay, and this concept, and that what you say is that this concept of stating my price is troubling for you.
Yeah, because I
Okay.
want to state a high price.
Okay. You want to state a high price, and it's troubling for you. How?
It's a bit scary to ask for a high price.
Okay, so you feel scared? Is that one of the states that you get into?
Yeah, when I think of myself being in a meeting and we come to this talk about money, I feel
Okay.
scared to state my prices.
Okay. So when this topic, when this concept comes up for you, is specifically in a meeting and the topic of pricing comes up.
Yes.
Okay, what triggers this?
What triggers this is I think it is the talk about money,
Okay,
and
so.
yeah, and I think I'm stuck in a lot of work I do without charging, so that's
Okay.
I'm bringing that with me.
So is this really about money? The concept of money and talking about it.
Yeah, I think so. Because
Okay.
I want to ask for money. I want to earn money.
Yeah. And so when specifically does that come up, that the idea of talking about money and that that's scary? Is that, for example, is it when they ask you how much is it going to cost? Is it like when in the meeting does this concept start to pop up and trouble you?
I think it's when this question comes about money, the prices.
Okay. So when that question comes, where does your mind go?
I must do it. I think that I must not be too expensive for this person.
Okay, I must not be too expensive.
I'm taking responsibility, maybe.
Okay. So let's see if that's the case. I must not be too expensive for this person. So you get that question, and then that's what comes up for you. I must not be too expensive for that person. And so I must not be too expensive for this person because.
Two things comes up. The one thing is that I'm not good enough, of course. I'm not experienced enough, and the other
Okay.
one is that he or she might not cannot afford it.
Okay.
I'm taking responsibility for them.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that I'm not good enough, of course, and he or she can't afford it. Okay. So let's go with both of them. So first, I'm not good enough, of course. What meaning is given that, that makes this topic of money problematic?
When I say, of course, I think that it, for me, it's about, I experienced that very many of us have the same issue. Yeah, so that's the course.
Okay.
Yeah. And even me, Tarshan, do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's natural. Because everyone else
it's common.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm not good enough.
Yeah, I'm not.
What meaning does that have that makes talking about money problematic for you?
If I just charge a good price, I must be good enough for that price.
Okay. Okay. And let's say that that's true, that you're not good enough. What do you believe about that that makes this problematic?
But I am good enough, I think, I must price myself so it's the correct price for the level I am at now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is that you already have a solution.
Yeah.
And so that one we may park up for when we get to that point where we can get a solution. What we want to do right now is to really tease out what is the frames that are holding you back and that are creating this problematic concept for you.
Yeah, that's good. Because what also comes up is that as I am changing my business from consultancy and teaching and going into be, I want to be a meta coach. I want to do meta coaching and use and develop within neurosemantics. It's kind of a new business for me.
Okay. Okay.
So this is new for me.
Yeah, and that means what?
That means that maybe I'm a little being too tough, expecting to charge good money when I haven't done this before.
Okay. So this is new for me. Maybe I'm expecting too much.
Yeah, being too brave. Or there's so many coaches out there that have been coaching for years and years. So why should people be willing to pay so much money to use me, who I don't have a name yet, and I'm new in this business.
Okay.
That makes me insecure.
And I'm just writing these down so I can repeat them back for you. So I don't have a name yet. So what happens for you right now, and this is one area that we're going to go up to, is I must not be too expensive for this person. I'm not good enough. If I charge a good price, I must be good enough. And this is new for me, which means that I might be too brave. There are so many coaches out there. I don't have a name yet. Why should they be willing to pay for me? When that question about money comes up right now, this is where your mind goes as it creates the idea of money. It's all of these thoughts of, so there are so many coaches out there with much more experience. Why should they be willing to pay for me? I don't have a name yet. And that puts you into an insecure state.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And it actually also make me back off a little bit in introduction session. That's what I'm seeing now.
Okay.
That I'm It's holding me a little bit back.
So it's actually holding you back, and you're backing off in your introduction session.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so thinking and feeling this way, when that question gets asked about money, does that serve you?
No.
Does it make you a happier person?
No.
Okay. Does it help you achieve the outcome that you want?
No, not at all.
Okay. So these meanings, would you like to keep them?
No, you can have them.
I can have them. Thank you.
You can burn them.
Okay, we can burn them. Let's burn them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's burn them.
So there's also the other side, and I want to go there as well so that we can really kind of kill this puppy and burn this puppy, if you will.
Yeah.
Because you also mentioned he or she can't afford it. So when that question about money is asked, you go to he or she can't afford it.
Yeah.
Let's say that that's the case. What meaning have you given that that makes this idea of money problematic for you?
I'm making it my responsibility to charge over to them to take care of their money, and that's not my responsibility.
Okay, so that's the insight that you have right now. Okay, so what do you believe about them not being able to afford it that makes it your responsibility?
I don't want them to waste their money.
You don't want them to what?
To waste their money, use money on me if they can't afford it. And if I'm not good enough, they don't get the results either.
Okay.
And
you don't want them to waste their money.
Mm.
So that's where your mind goes. I don't want them to waste their money.
Mm.
Okay. And what understanding do you have about that that makes this problematic for you?
It's stopping me from when I think of myself as a waste of money. Of course, it's not easy to ask for money or to raise the question about money.
Okay. Okay, so you're seeing that now, that thinking in that way, I don't want them to waste their money. That's actually stopping you, that actually makes it difficult to talk about money.
Yeah, to be clear about that I'm actually costing money. So if you want my services, you must be prepared to pay for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's stick with this for a moment. You don't want them to waste their money.
Mm.
So let's say that they... So actually what you're saying is that if they buy you, if they pay for you, then they're wasting their money. Am I understanding that correct?
Yeah, it sounds like that, yes. I was going to repeat that back to me. But that's not the way it is, because this is all about framing the introduction session in a good way, and it's not my responsibility to do the work for them. So
okay.
If I do a good startup, it's not my problem if they don't want to do the work.
Okay. So again, I'm hearing you come up with some great alternative frames to have.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we'll park that as well. I just want to feedback for now what so far you have been doing and thinking.
Yeah.
When someone asks you about the money in a conversation, specifically, your mind goes to, I must not be too expensive for this person. He or she cannot afford it. I'm making it my responsibility and I don't want them to waste their money.
Yeah.
Meaning, if they spend money on me, they're wasting their money.
Wow.
You're also saying that you're not good enough. I'm not good enough. I must be good enough if I want to charge a good price. And this is new to me. And since this is new to me, I'm being too brave in charging money. Because there are so many coaches out there. Why should they be willing to pay for me? I don't have a name yet. So these are all the things that in the back of your mind, you're saying that makes up the idea of money for you, that puts you into an insecure state and makes you back off from your introduction session.
That's so how it is.
And so does this serve you, Kristen?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Do you want to keep this?
No, I don't want to keep this.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, you can take this into your next 100 introduction sessions and back off, not talk about money, continue to do this.
Have everyone for free.
Yes, exactly. We just contribute to the world.
Yeah.
Sing hallelujah.
Yeah. Get the glory.
So do you want that?
No.
Okay. Are you fully ready to make a change?
Yes, I am. Really, really ready for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing with this, Kristen, is that that a lot of the time it's these triggers that triggers all these thoughts and feelings. And so for you, the trigger is when the question about money comes.
Yeah.
Right? And is there a specific intonation, a specific way of asking that triggers this, or is it just the words? What triggers all these thoughts and meanings in the back of your mind?
Actually, it is the thought of, no, we are going to talk money.
Oh, so it's the thought. Is that something that you say to yourself, or is it a picture that you see?
Is it a picture that I see? I see myself with the person, and I'm sitting there and know that I'm going to know to talk about presenting the price. So it's happening in my head.
So it's happening in your head.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you see yourself sitting with the person. Okay. And that picture, where is it? Is it in front of you? Is it close? Is it far away?
It's in front of me.
Okay.
Not so far away.
So, and if it's not so far away, how close is it?
It's like a 30 centimeter.
Okay, 30 centimeters.
Yeah, in front of me.
Is it in color?
It's in color.
Okay, and what is it that you see? What, when you see this picture, what is it about that picture that that triggers that? Or is it, because what happens is you see this picture and then is that something that you say to yourself, now we're going to talk about money?
Yeah, I'm saying to myself that I don't want to bring up this money talk.
Okay, so I don't want to bring up this money talk.
No.
And so is that the end result? Do all those meanings happen before that? And then you say, I don't want to. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's I don't want to address this, so I just back out.
Okay. And that sounds like that's the result of all of those meanings being triggered. Yeah. So go ahead.
I see this person who hasn't money. I see this broke person.
Okay. So you actually see a broke person.
Yeah.
And what do you see that makes you think that they're broke? How do you represent that?
How do I represent that? I think of the two last introduction sessions. Maybe because they have told me that one of them was out of job, the other one was just starting up a company. So I think I just make this answer for myself from the information they give me. Mm.
So that you get some information and then you make that picture in your mind.
Yeah.
And then all of those beliefs are triggered.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So great, Kristen. So you get information from them, and that may be that they don't have a job, out of a job.
For instance, yes.
Yeah. So that might be one example. They're out of a job. And what you do then in front of you, 30 centimeters in front of you, is you picture that person out of a job, and you fill in those gaps, and then that triggers all of those beliefs. Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're going to be doing, Kristen, is as you get that information and you create that picture in your mind, we're going to look for alternative meanings that you can give that picture and the information that you get that serves you better.
Yes.
Yeah. So as you think of that, like, okay, so someone's out of a job. You have an introduction session. Someone's out of a job, and you picture that in your mind.
Mm.
What meaning can you give that that will serve you better in talking about money?
The things that comes immediately is that, then you really need my help.
Okay. Oh, then you really need my help.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you try that on, let's say that that's true. Then you really need my help. And that's just the case.
Yeah.
What do you believe about that that helps you even more?
What I believe about that is that that is actually something I have been doing a lot. I have helped a lot of people to get a job. I'm really good at that.
So you know how to do that?
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm really good at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if that person is broke. Maybe if the person has a lot of money, maybe he has inherited what, I don't know.
Okay, so I don't know their situation.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
So no, I don't know anything about it. And if the person really wants this change, it will be worth it for them.
Okay. If the person really wants this change, it will be worth it for them.
Yes, it will be worth it for them.
Okay.
And I will not take on a client if I know that I cannot help this person. So I won't cheat them for money.
Okay. I will not take on a client if I can't help them.
I won't do that.
Okay.
I don't take on a client just for the money.
So you don't take on a client just for the money, and you will not take on a client if you can't help them.
No, I won't.
Okay. So, Kristen, so as we're talking right now, and when the question about money comes up and you've gotten information that maybe someone's out of a job or maybe another topic, and you see that person in front of you in a picture, what frame you could bring to that is, oh, then you really need my help. And I'm really good at that. And I really don't know their situation or what they have or don't have. If the person really wants this change, it will be worth it for them. And I will not take on a client if I can't help them. And I will not take on a client just for the money.
No, I would never do that.
You would never do that. So as you try this on, Kristen, what state does that put you in?
It feels so much better because I am really good at helping people to change processes, people who are ready to do the change.
Okay.
And that's the people I want to work with. I'm really good at that.
So you're really good at helping people who are ready to change processes.
Yes, to go through it, maybe they don't have the courage and they need help to find the courage, but if they are willing to do the work, I'm really good at helping people to change processes.
Okay. If they are willing to do the work, you're really good at helping people who are willing to do the work. Okay. So that sounds like another frame, another belief that really helps you in this.
Yeah.
So as you have that, what state does that put you in?
I feel so much stronger.
Okay. So you feel stronger. What else?
Much more secure about what I am worth for a person who really needs a change.
Okay. So much more secure about what you're worth for a person who needs the change.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Kristen, if you take this with you.
Yes.
Tomorrow, in the coming week, next few months, in other situations where you're doing an introduction session and the question about money comes up, now you have this with you. What difference is that going to make?
It's going to make a huge difference because in addition to setting better frames in the beginning of the conversation and telling the person what is going to happen in the conversation, and I know that I'm not going to cheat anyone. So if I really can help, I can help and work with the person, I'm worth my money.
Okay.
And it's not my responsibility because it's not my responsibility how people will get the money.
Okay. So if that's not your responsibility, what do you understand about them?
I can trust that they can take responsibility for themselves.
Oh, so you can trust that they can take responsibility for themselves?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
How does that now change your sense of how you're going to price your products?
It's going to change a lot because I will price myself in a way that I can also offer different packages so that you don't have to buy the most expensive one. So, and I will work on my introduction sessions and we get better there and having some alternatives, one or two, three alternatives for what people can afford.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's great.
So are you going to keep this, Kristen?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to keep this.
Okay. what is the first thing that you're going to do to make this, to set these frames for yourself and make this a reality?
The first things I'm going to do is to continue to work on my my products, to make some sketches of products and programs, and start playing with numbers.
Okay.
Yes, and Thursday I have one meeting, maybe two, with where this can come up as a topic, and I will practice, use the opportunity to present myself as a well-paid coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. High five.
High five, yeah. That would be great.
Okay, so on Thursday, you're going to present yourself as a well-paid coach.
Yes.
Okay. And then...
I will continue to work on, because what I have found out with my new business is that I think that I love meta-coaching, I love neurosemantics, and my plan is to really develop within this area, which I see as a really, really great solution for the changes we need to do in the world.
Right.
So I actually had one telephone call with a guy where I was able to present this as, listen, we have this great solution. And getting into this feeling of, I need to tell people about this solution.
Uh-huh.
And this is going to affect my my pricing and everything, because maybe I'm... what I think is that being a meta coach, being a neurosemantist, and working on developing will make me different from a lot of other coaches.
Okay. So I'm hearing even more supporting frames.
Yes.
Your uniqueness, about how neurosemantics will set you apart from other coaches.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
And also the way we develop and keep working on our skills, the benchmarking system and everything. I believe so strongly in neurosemantics, because it fits my experience from other change programs for 20 years. It's not something you need to work to have this skill, and I'm willing to do the work.
Okay. You're willing to do the work to have this skill.
Yes.
Huh.
And then I can, of course, charge for that.
Okay.
Wow, what a great feeling.
Okay, Kristen, take this into your coaching session next Thursday, or your introduction session next Thursday.
Yes,
and,
I will.
And let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I will, Fabka.
All right. Thank you so much for being my demonstration and going through this with me, so that others can learn from this
thank
as
you.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I will post this online, so you will be able to look back and get all your new frames and new beliefs. But what I'm hearing is that you're really brainstorming, and it's really self-organizing at the moment.
Yeah.
So it'll be I'm really curious what that's going to bring for you.
Me too, Femke. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're very welcome, and I'll speak to you again soon.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye, Femke.
Bye, Kristen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.